From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Residents of Florida take shelter.
We've watered up and the best, we just hope for the best. That's all you can do.
And I see a lot of my neighbors here, so I hope we're all going to be safe and I hope our homes are in one piece when we get home.
They're waiting the arrival of Hurricane Matthew, which is pounding the Bahamas at this hour and threatening the U.S. East Coast. It is expected to hit Florida and then move up the coast to Georgia and South Carolina. The National Hurricane Center has warned that the extremely dangerous storm could have potentially disastrous impact. Matthew has already had a disastrous impact on Haiti. The government there says the death toll from the storm has gone past 260. A grim prediction for the embattled Syrian city of Aleppo.
In maximum 2 months, 2.5 months, the city of eastern Aleppo at this rate may be totally destroyed.
United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, he says there are some 275,000 civilians besieged there. Syrian state media say 8 people were killed in what it called the rebel shelling of government-run areas of western Aleppo. Meanwhile, a Russian Defense Ministry spokesman is warning the United States against launching airstrikes on Syrian army positions, saying those could be a threat to Russian military personnel. He pointed out that the 2 Russian military bases in Syria are now protected by surface-to-air missile systems. In Washington, a State Department official said despite the warning, the United States will continue holding deliberations about military options in Syria. The Pentagon is confirming the death of Abu al-Faraj al-Masri, a prominent al-Qaeda leader targeted earlier this week in an airstrike. This is VOA News.